College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go, live on this Monday, May 13th. It is indeed Kale and Company right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are always live on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube. As we head until 10 o'clock this morning, 855-839-1210, the phone number. On social media at 1210 WPHT. I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. Dawn Stensland with the news. Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board. Phil Omquist, Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producers. We have a stacked show for you today. Hopefully all of you had a great weekend and a great Mother's Day. Good morning, Dawn Stensland. How was Mom's Day yesterday for you, dear?
It was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Larry took care of everything?
Took care of it. Boys took care of it. Good Mother's Day.
Treated you like the queen that you are? We like
yeah,
that.
It's a good weekend.
Beautiful. Gregory, how are you, buddy?
Who are you again?
My name is...
Never heard of you. Sorry.
Yeah. Nick Kale.
Yeah, never heard of you. Never. No idea who you are.
Huh?
Never mind. Inside joke. An inside joke from one.
We can hash out those details publicly later if you'd like. I have no problem doing that.
Fine by me. The big weekend, guys.
How's life for the brand manager these days? Pretty good.
Your interview made some waves.
I heard a lot of waves this weekend.
Wow, man, good God! I've seen publicity, but holy S.
Should we rattle them off?
Well, we have all of the clippings. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Yeah, just a smattering of it.
Yeah, and not your typical conservative-leaning sites either, folks.
No.
Oh, I don't know, like People Magazine?
That was the first... People Magazine was the first to pick up on it.
Hey, Rolling Stone, what are you doing? Where are you at?
That's unbelievable to me.
Nice work out of everybody involved.
The last one I saw was the Washington Post. That was in the Sunday print edition of the Washington Post.
Yeah. And even the Biden administration got wind of our interview.
Yeah. So Dawn, we'll you're famous. The Biden administration using you for attack ads.
Uh-oh.
Fantastic.
You gotta love it. And then also an invitation that was extended over the weekend as well. We'll hit on all of that as we continue this morning. A wild weekend at Wildwood. That'll be the theme of the big take. Also, Baron, Bergam, and Nikki all in the news. I don't know. Maybe Mom squashed the whole idea because of us.
Yeah.
Could be a possibility. Is Planet Fitness getting Bud Lighted? It looks that way. We'll give you the details. And also, DEI is being rebranded, folks. It will now be called L&I. We'll give you those details. And also a Pennsylvania State Trooper Philadelphia update. The cut sheet absolutely loaded. And we have so much more to get to this morning. But before we get to all of it, let's get to the news. Round number one at 6:04, the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning. We're sponsored this Monday morning, May 13th, in Kale and Company. We're sponsored by Malvern Retreat House. 48 degrees with a high of 74 degrees. Police in Delaware investigating after a teenager was killed. Another teen is critically injured, recovering this morning after a shooting outside the Concord Mall. This happened in Wilmington, Delaware, over the weekend. So according to Delaware State Police, on Saturday night, late at night, troopers responding after a shooting in the parking lot there of the Concord Mall. This is obviously Concord Pike, Wilmington. Two teenagers had been shot. So those officers essentially saved one of the teens' lives. One, they could not save his life despite all the efforts of those officers, first responders, a 16-year-old, and, dying in their hands, literally. Another teen, 17 years old, is in serious condition and recovering this morning. So the investigation, according to state police, looks like they found that a fight is believed to have broken out right at the entrance of the Lead Fest Carnival that was being held right across from the Concord Mall in the adjacent parking lot. I had reported last week, we've heard the Broomall Fire Department, remember, every year since I can remember, Broomall Fire Department on the Pennsylvania side had their huge fundraiser. They've just decided, due to poor parenting, essentially, to cancel that festival moving forward. We've seen this going on across the region and in Bucks County as well. These carnivals, unfortunately, people will drop off their kids or they attract the wrong teenagers and this kind of violence breaks out. So, this is being lumped in with a real problem region-wide as far as teenagers coming in groups and then one of them has a gun. What would have been a fist fight, it turns into a gunfight.
Yeah, when I was younger, they used to say, and Greg, you'll probably remember this, you were not allowed to be dropped off at the mall and just loiter around. And eventually, mall security and cops kind of weighed in. They're like, unless you're a patron, unless you're going to keep it moving, you're just not going to assemble here and be a pain in the butt. I feel like that's what happens at all these outdoor carnivals and festivals these days. It's like bad parents just dropping off their kids, and then the family that has it all together has to deal with their guff.
You nailed it. That's exactly, it's a supersized problem. Yeah. And that was exactly what Broomall officials, the fire department, it's their big fundraiser because they're volunteer,
right,
which saves the taxpayers a lot of money. They're just one of many carnivals, but moving forward, they're not going to have it. Mm. Because of what you're saying, it's not just teens anymore. It's kids as young as 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
People just dropping off all their kids and expecting others to babysit for free.
We do have a parenting issue in this country. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I think we have a lot of parents that are just distracted with the phone and social media, and they just zone out and let their kid do whatever they want.
Amen.
Yeah.
In other news, we have Philadelphia police do say they have apprehended, they've arrested a man they say was caught on surveillance images attacking a young man with autism. That happened on a SEPTA train in Philadelphia. And this is a follow-up story. So the man who was victimized, 25-year-old Isaiah Miller. He has autism. He was on the Broad Street line while approaching Cecil B. Moore Station. It happened back on March 14th. And so they captured it on the surveillance video. His mom had spoken out to the media saying that he was on his way home that night after bowling with a bunch of different friends and said that he was trying to be nice and say hello. He's on the spec. He's autistic there.
Sure.
And so was on the train saying hello. Well, this guy, according to police, 31-year-old Saeed Thomas, started assaulting him, beat him brutally, and left him badly beaten, bruised. He's recovering physically and emotionally, but the 31-year-old who just attacked an autistic young person is now facing these charges.
Any prosecutor that does not view this to be an aggregated factor and to up the charges anytime somebody assaults anybody that's got some sort of, cognitive defect or learning disability or, handicap, I want aggravated. I want those charges upped. Not dropped, but boosted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said.
Down syndrome, autism, you name it.
And we have a person under arrest accused of assaulting and robbing an off-duty Philadelphia police officer in North Philadelphia. Happened yesterday morning. This off-duty officer assaulted, robbed of his personal firearm, and that happened at 2100 West Oxford Street, according to police. So the officer managed then to disarm the suspect, fire the attacker's weapon in self-defense. Suspect got away initially in what looks like a stolen vehicle, but was later arrested. They're still trying to find additional suspects in that one. It looks like the off-duty officer is going to be okay, but it shows you the level of, thank goodness it was an off-duty officer. He knew what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also have trials to watch. The star prosecution witness in the Manhattan Donald Trump bookkeeping trial set to take the stand today with testimony that Prosecutors hope will help shape the outcome of the first criminal case against, and this is historic, against an American former president. So Michael Cohen expected to take the stand, Trump's former attorney and, quote, personal fixer. So that one we'll be watching this morning. And then as well, of course, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez goes on trial today. Jury selection starts today in the federal criminal trial of United States Senator Bob Menendez, charged with accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes, including some of those gold bars, which allowed him to get the nickname
Gold Bar Bob. Do attorneys take retainer fees in the form of gold? Or is it you have to give a credit card or cash?
He's planning on throwing his wife under the bus. Huh?
Yes.
He's basically going to say that she did what she did and she didn't know what she was doing or something.
Nothing worse than the spouse throwing you under the bus.
I love electric school buses.
Or the school bus, for that matter.
We also have some law enforcement saying that if, as far as a follow-up on the carnival story, Nick, you were talking about when you were a kid, and, you know, you can't drop the kids off at the mall. There were about 100 young people, juveniles, kids fighting right across from the Willow Grove Mall over the weekend at that carnival this weekend. So the police had to cancel it at 8:30 on Saturday night, unfortunately.
Jeez. And I'm assuming that was expected to go longer than 8:30.
Yeah. So they had to shut it down early for everybody else because you had a swarm of about 100 teens, the youths, the juveniles, swarming on that one. So thanks to our great listeners and law enforcement locally giving us the tips. I know Nick will talk a lot about the huge rally over the weekend, historic Trump rally, of course, in New Jersey, and a whole lot more. But we are sponsored by Malvern Retreat House. Visit Malvern Retreat House, the nation's largest Catholic retreat house, located in Chester County. Malvern Retreat House hosting men's and women's retreats, couples retreats, spiritual direction, recovery retreats, so much more. Retreat from the noise. Hear God's voice at malvernretreat.com. I don't know, maybe some of our Philadelphia Phillies need Malvern Retreat House. Kind of a rough weekend for the Phils, even though we have the best record in the MLB. But Phils lose to the Fish in extra innings, 7-6. Marlins win that one, so not good for our Phils. Today we're going to warm up, 74 degrees. We will see the sun, and the roller coaster weather continues. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Did you want to jump in, Greg?
Yeah, I was just going to say Zach Wheeler.
Did he get shelled?
Lit up yesterday.
Well, frustrated. He was frustrated.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, he, in my opinion, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yes.
He just had a rough, outing.
Yeah, you're gonna have five or six of those a year.
It happens.
Yeah, even just, for the best pitchers.
Just as long as it doesn't become a pattern.
Yeah, even Phil's Knicks got toasted yesterday.
Oh boy,
I checked my phone; they were down 40. I was like, "Is this a misprint? 40?
Really?
Yeah, but poor Jalen Brunson. Yeah, he's not 100%.
Uh-oh,
Mr. Villanova.
Rut row.
Oh boy. Oh well. All right. It is 6:12. Let's kick off a week with another big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And the Big Take this morning brought to you by Best Work Industries for the Blind. The Big Take, wild weekend at Wildwood. You know, Wildwood, New Jersey, one of the few GOP strongholds for Republicans in the Garden State. And on Saturday night, it became more apparent than ever that Wildwood is Trump country. Reports of somewhere between 80 to 100,000 people packed the shore destination in one of the wildest scenes you will ever see for a political rally. The only question I think that remains is whether or not the tide has turned, pun intended. And can Trump ride that wave straight through Election Day on November 5th? Again, pun intended. And I pose those questions for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, the polls. But we know the polls have let us down consistently for the better part of 2 years. But think of the visual that you are seeing around America. Go back to March of 2023, when the streets of Miami, Florida, were packed with Trump supporters as he was arraigned for his classified documents case. Remember Vivek Ramaswamy being the only GOP primary candidate who showed up publicly to support the man that he was trying to dethrone. Think about the crowds outside of Fulton County, Georgia, as Trump was indicted in the Fannie Willis case. Remember Blacks for Trump? Over the last month, the crowds of union workers in New York City lining the streets to show support for Trump as he enters the courthouse in the Alvin Bragg case. And just about a month ago, 40,000 plus people in Schwanksville, Pennsylvania, to see Trump on a freezing April Saturday night. and now close to six figures at Wildwood just two nights ago. I'm not sure if it was 70,000, 80,000, 100,000, but it was a massive scene. And I ask if the tide is turning for a variety of reasons. Number one, the failures of the Democrats, far-left progressives, and the Biden administration. Number two, the weaponization of the criminal justice system against a top political adversary. And number three, the decline of America in so many categories as our country has become somewhat of a joke. But let's start with number one. Here's Trump Saturday night at Wildwood talking about how everything the big guy touches turns to crap and even takes a shot at sloppy Chris Christie. Listen and watch this.
The economy, the real economy, not the fake economy. Everything they touch turns to what? You shouldn't use that kind of language. Look, you can't use the word, okay? That's like Christie. You know Chris Christie. Does anybody like Chris Christie?
And that was just the opening act as Donald Trump was getting warmed up. Next, we get to number two. How in the world could Donald Trump be a bigger target of the DOJ and the federal government than somebody like Al Capone? It's this type of political weaponization that has made Trump a martyr while still being alive. Listen and watch this.
Backfired. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. I'm more popular now than I've ever been. Can you believe it? Department of Justice, and every time they I've been indicted more than the great Alphonse Capone, Scarface. Al Capone was so mean that if you went to dinner with him and he didn't like you, you'd be dead the next morning. And I got indicted more than him on
If federal prosecutors, attorney generals, and district attorneys had the same ambition for locking up career criminals as they do for going after a former president of the United States, America would be a far safer and much more secure place. I mentioned Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. We've all seen the polls showing that Trump is polling better than he ever has with black voters. You might recall the New York Giants in the 1980s and early 90s. When Reggie White was rolling up sack after sack with the Eagles, another man by the name of Lawrence Taylor was doing the same thing for the Giants. Here was LT saying what I believe many black voters are saying today. Listen and watch this.
I just want to say, I grew up a Democrat, and I've always been a Democrat, until I met this man right here. I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever vote for a Democrat again. Okay? Don't you just love that guy? Don't you just love that guy?
That was Giants running back Otis Anderson from those 80s Giants teams saying, don't you just love that guy, right there at the end of that clip. And Wildwood certainly does. 74 million Americans certainly do. And you have to wonder, with all that's gone on in America over the last 3.5 years, that what that raw total could look like in 2024 come Election Day on November 5th. Remember, Donald Trump went from 62 million votes in 2016 to 74 million in 2020. He went up 12 million votes, even with COVID, even with all of the nonsense of 2020. That is a record in America. No sitting president has ever jumped up like that. And this time around, ask yourself this. What will the number be? Is 78 million possible? Is 82 million possible? 85 million? Who knows? It's possible. And it's possible because America is in decline under Joe Biden. Here's more of Donald Trump from Saturday night talking about America's decline. Listen and watch this.
The majority is rising like never before, and under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one beautiful, glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. God bless you all. Let's win this state. We're going to win it. Thank you. Thank you very much. We love you all.
The silent majority rising up like never before. That's what Trump said in the beginning of that clip. And just because people don't tweet about Trump, or people might not Facebook about Trump, or they might not have a flag out on their porch or a bumper sticker on their car, doesn't mean that they're not Trump voters. But in the BS country we're living in, where showing public support for Trump is somehow wrong, and you get vilified, and it can cost you your job or lead to your cancellation, there could be many who just quietly go about their business and cast their ballot for Trump and hope to reap the rewards of living in a more affordable nation once again, a safer country again, and a place where common sense once again returns, wars end, and America reclaims its place at the top of the mountain, led by a man who says, if you F around, you will find out. Trump also went on to blast Larry Krasner by name on Saturday night here in Philadelphia as well. And Trump was on fire Saturday night, absolutely on his A game, but he's also going to need to be on his A game for the next 6 months, as will his lawyers. And then if reelected, he'll need to be on his A game for another 4 years, because Biden has been on his F game since day one, and it will take an A game to turn this slop around. Hopefully voters will have their brains turned on and have their A game this fall. The only question remains is whether or not the tide has turned and Trump can ride this wave right through November. And we'll get that answer soon enough. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the Big Take this morning brought to you by Best Work Industries for the Blind. Their e-commerce store is helping businesses succeed in all work environments. BestWorkSupplyCenter.com offers traditional office products, cleaning supplies, furniture, technology, and more with free shipping and next-day delivery. Shop now and save at BestWorkSupplyCenter.com. 855-839-1210 is how you jump in on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, get us in the YouTube chat. Just go to YouTube.com/at1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe buttons today. Barron out, Burgum in, apparently. We'll see the details on the other side. It's Kale and Company, Nick, Dawn, and Greg. Back after this on a Monday on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
As we get another work week started, let's go rise and shine, Philadelphia. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, good to have you in on this Monday. Talk Radio 1210WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube. Thank you to everybody. I don't know about you, Dawn, but the mentions on Twitter were blowing up all weekend from our interview with the president on Friday. So it seems like about 99.9% of you loved the interview. All sorts of national headlines, and the wildness did not stop on Friday as it continued into Saturday with the rally. And I just got to read this because this is amazing. And I try not to like do victory laps so much. Like at the end of the day, it's an unbelievable honor to interview Trump. But, you know, ultimately he's a human being, right? Like I've never been one of these guys that gets like all like, you know, anxious and nervous to interview somebody that's, you know, at the top of the totem pole, so to speak. But this is pretty cool. So I'm golfing Saturday morning. I went out and played out in Skipack, and we had like a 10-12 tee time. And I knew it was going to be a long day. Saturdays are always long. It's a 4.5 hour round. So we get done around 2:45, 3 o'clock. And Stocker sent us this text message saying apparently you guys made a great impression with Trump, because Margo Martin, who is a part of Trump's office, I think National Director of Communications or something to that effect, sent Stocker this text message saying, "Hi, Greg, this is Margo Martin in President Trump's office. Will Nick and Dawn be at the rally today? President Trump would love to invite them in his photo line if so. I don't have their personal cells. Thank you. That is an unbelievable honor, and I'm not going to lie. I'm keeping that picture in my phone, Dawn Stenzel, for the rest of time until I throw this thing into the Atlantic when I retire. Because, and look, I know you had stuff going on. I'm thinking, man, it's 4 o'clock. If I would have known earlier, I would have canceled my tea time and went. Because there's just no way, unless I get the Odyssey private charter flight directly to Wildwood, no way I can make that in time at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was. For me, we had all kinds of Mother's Day plans, which I didn't fully know about. I had a bunch of stuff Saturday planned, but I was sick over the weekend, too.
Oh, no.
So I don't want to go out in public, and especially to see President Trump and get everybody, you know,
sick. Do you have COVID?
No.
Did you take 3 tests? Did you post them on social media? Do you have your mask with you?
I did not. I do not have a mask.
Okay.
This is like Dr. Seuss. I do not have a mask. I do not have green eggs in town. No, so but it crushed me to not go.
Yeah. And it looked like an absolutely wild scene.
Amazing.
So impressions and takeaways. I watched it live. I tried not to consume any politics this weekend other than the rally Saturday night. I golfed on Saturday afternoon and morning, and then yesterday I did a bunch of Mother's Day stuff with my sister. But what I watched on Saturday night for about 45, 50 minutes, and granted, I haven't been doing this for 25 or 30 years, but I have never seen a rally like that. I thought the Schwenksville one was impressive, to have close to 40,000 in Bumble F, Pennsylvania. And that's where Schwenksville, Pennsylvania is. It's in the middle of nowhere in Macungie. But Wildwood was whatever that was. I don't know if that was 30 grand more, 20 grand more, double the amount. I don't know if it was 6 figures. The Wildwood government and, you know, administration officials for that local government have said somewhere between 80 and 100. I've seen people tweeting it was less than 50. I just know that visual was really, really wild.
Yeah, and you could tell that it got on even Governor Phil Murphy. You know, it got under his skin because it's his state, and they were being, for lack of a better word, pissy. You could tell that there were so many people who couldn't stand, and Governor Phil Murphy said that these people are hateful or something. That was not what it was.
That crowd did look insurrectionish. I got to tell you, for a moment I felt like it was a threat to democracy.
We were having a blast. It looked like a reunion, right?
It looked like the summertime, and I'm thinking it's May. It should be warmer and nicer than it is. And yes, Saturday was a relatively beautiful day, but it was still chilly. I would think when we got done golfing at 3 o'clock, we were sitting on the patio, and if you were in the shade, it was a little nippy. I got to imagine at the shore at 7 o'clock at night, it probably felt like it was in the high 40s or low 50s down there.
But people were, of course, we had our great crew, Zioli and Dom Giordano, Rich Zioli, the whole crew. They were down there all day at Mulligan's, at Trump, you know, headquarters, having a blast. So I think if they were looking at the entire crowd, it wasn't just maybe who was on the, you know, they overtook Wildwood from what I could see. But you're right, Nick. These were the local officials who I think are Democrats and Republicans. They were right. They were the local officials were the ones estimating the crowd.
Yeah, I don't believe that number came out of the Trump camp or the Trump administration. And from a business standpoint, all of those businesses, those restaurants, those bars, anything in that general vicinity, that has to be such a big one day or even 2 or 3 day, because you got to figure we saw people lining up on Friday tweeting us with their chairs on the boardwalk. And then, of course, if you have a great time Saturday night, you're probably going to just crash and get a hotel, or you booked it in advance. So it was probably a 3 day weekend that the Wildwood economy probably cashed in major, major money.
Yeah. And that's just it for me. I just thought, and there were some friends, even some of the women on our Italy trips, and I have a room, and if you want to come down, you know, it was like have a girls' night. Or there were so many people, but it was festive. People were having a blast. So for anybody to say, oh, these are hateful people, they were just trying to paint it in some way or calling names or that sort of thing. And that just shows me how worried they are. Mm-hmm. That they were worried that somehow this huge rally, getting everybody revved up and everybody excited for November, is rut-row. You know, these folks are motivated, you know, and what, man, did you hear? They're thinking, wow, they really cheered when he said, hey, I'm going to cut your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, who doesn't like that?
Like, oh, those haters.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, they don't want those lower taxes.
Uncle Sam's going to take less. That's a bad thing.
So I just thought it looked like an absolute blast.
It did. 855-839-1210, the number. All right, I don't know. Maybe we cost Barron an opportunity. enough gloating and patting ourselves on the back. Now let's crush ourselves.
Well, let me just say this about that interview, because, Phil, if you want to put up some of the screen grabs of some of the headlines that your interview with... well, first, yeah, there's the... that's the... attack ad that Dawn Stensland made. They took a 15-second clip. It says, Trump says he will end non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ plus students on day one if elected.
Great question with Dawn with the Title IX question.
Yep.
If I can, and by the way, talk about this more, but even our friend Terry Tracy from Broad and Liberty went through that on Friday when I interviewed him. That's the opposite. What you just showed is a lie. If you look back at what Trump had in place, so Obama was the first one who put some of this stuff into play. Then when Trump came in, his team put together a comprehensive, protection for all. And so the truth, the honest to goodness truth is, no matter who you are, if you're gay or straight or whatever community you're in, the so-called DeVos wrote it. But it puts in there measures for justice, that they have to keep things transparent. Because remember in like the West Virginia thing, when the dad who was a plumber and he was dragged out and they were trying to hide things and transfer kids, and the alleged same thing is happening in the suburbs here locally. So they put in protections, in other words, such that you would have to have things transparent. You would have to have certain a legal process that was transparent. They put all that in there, which would protect somebody in the LGBTQ plus community, somebody in the straight, doesn't matter what community you're in, you're going to get justice, in other words.
Right.
So that statement that was made to allege that Trump would take it away, that's a lie.
Yeah. And I love the way that, of course, the Biden-Harris administration is going to spin it one way. It said, I think if we go back to the one with the tweet from the Biden-Harris administration HQ Twitter account, it said that they're there it is. Yeah. Trump says he will end non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ plus students. Or Donald Trump's just going to protect female rights with Title IX and keep dudes out of a bathroom. But you can look at it however you would like, Biden Harris.
It's funny to see which outlets ran with what. The Hill had the same headline.
Yep.
They were saying the New York Daily News had that headline about ending protections for LGBTQ plus students was the headline.
Yeah.
Human Rights Campaign or Human Event, whatever it is, they tweeted it out. That clip, that like little 15-second clip, made a lot of news. And then, Phil, if you want to go through the other ones too, if you can put them back up there about the Barron Trump thing. The Barron Trump thing was the one that really took, there's the Daily Mail. He's really been a great student, and he does like politics. It's sort of funny. The former president told Kale and Company on Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. By the way, I'm super happy. Usually they just say the name of the show or conservative radio show.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they gave the whole breadth of
and they got it right, too.
Exactly. The Mediaite, Trump tells Philly Talk Radio, his son Barron advises him on politics. Dad, this is what you have to do. and then in the interview, they do say People Magazine, which was, I think, the first to pick up on it. It's sort of funny. He'll tell me sometimes, Dad, this is what you have to do, Donald said during an appearance on Cal and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good job to the brand manager. Whatever you did, I don't know. Put this out here. Do it again.
Yeah.
The New York Post.
Do it again,
it kind of took it. On one hand, it kind of shows me this is who is this. I don't know what outlet this one is. Here's 6ABC. Mm-hmm. 6ABC initially didn't, which pissed me off because there are it's our home town, news station.
Pretty hard to screw it up as a local.
And they didn't give us credit, and then they updated it later in the day with the, and I didn't say anything to them. I don't know if our PR team did, but they eventually corrected it.
Well, you also said that it was being picked up by other news talk stations, like the big one in Dallas.
Yes.
Which I think is an Odyssey station.
Yeah, they started it. That station in Dallas was the original one to tweet it out.
I think a lot of you probably follow Colin Rugg on Twitter. He started resharing it. That went viral.
But didn't give us credit.
Sean Parrish called him out.
Oh, did Sean call him out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good work out of Sean.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. But, you know, and then we get, you know, like the feedback was 99.9% positive. All the media coverage was great.
What about Barron?
And then, of course, you get like just one or two crab asses out there. Mm-hmm. You get one guy, because we shared the Hills version on social media, and they were criticizing the way it was labeled, not knowing that, like, when you copy and paste something from the Hill and you tweet it, it gives you their headline in your tweet. So we're not wording things a certain way that might be left wing. That's the Hill's headline that gets re-aggregated when you share it as somebody else trying to repopulate the story. And then I did get one tweet about a lame, boring, lazy softball questions. And I'm like, yeah, then why is People Magazine picking it up?
Yeah.
Why are all these outlets picking it up? Like, we only had 10 minutes, and we could have done the old song and dance of, hey, let's talk about the border. But, like, we did something different. Dawn, your Title IX question damn near broke the internet. So for all these select few out there that always have a gripe, just keep moving.
Well, and think about, with Title IX, you know, a lesser candidate, right, and a lesser person may be mushy-mushy about that because they don't want people to vote against them because they're taking a hard line.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's telling you what he's going to do.
Agreed.
So what he's saying is, no, I'm going to protect girls. But think about also, if you've read that, and we all have, the Title IX information that Trump wants is to give everybody protection. But I'll just say this, there are local schools that want to be fair and want to protect everybody, mm-hmm. right? So they've created stalls that are like, you know, for whatever reason, if you want privacy and your girl who just got your first time a month, all right, or mm-hmm. your LGBTQ plus or question or whatever reason, you don't have to give it, go to that bathroom.
Right.
But then we're going to have the boys' bathroom, and then we're going to have the girls' bathroom. But we're going to have other facilities so that everybody's covered. As of August 1st, you can't do that anymore.
That goes away.
But by the way, Navy Prepper, I'm not going to say what he says.
What?
But you're correct. I Nick and I and Dawn were going back and forth over the weekend, and we said that we have a giant spotlight on this radio show and this radio station this weekend, which may or may not be a good thing.
I know, right?
Depending on who you ask.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, it is, you know, we put a giant bullseye on the chest of Kale and Company and Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. But, you know, this is what we do. This is our place of business.
Yeah.
Oh, he's right. Did you see Sid Weiss? He's like, hey, make sure that all your taxes are in order. The IRS is going to come after you.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt I'll get randomly audited next year.
Oh, been there, done that.
Yeah. Like, here, you want my $7? Take it.
Yeah.
You need it more than I do.
Oh, God. I was just going to say, this is probably not the best time for this, but it was great for the publicity for the... And, yes, it's true. Like, Donald Trump does a lot of interviews. He does, you know, he talks to a lot of people. He's done radio interviews, you know, many in the last couple of weeks. None of them made the news that this one made. So
that's right.
Yes, it could be, you know, our PR team is very good, but it's also like this, it's not just one outlet that ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally every, like I said, I ended the night last night reading the Washington Post coverage of it last mm-hmm. night. So it spanned everything from the Daily Mail to People Magazine to OK Magazine.
Yep.
You know, and Breitbart and Newsmax and all those picked it up too. But
sure.
Like all the mainstream media, 6ABC, all the mainstream media news outlets picked up on it.
And then when I saw right when I saw all the coverage of Barron and all of those nasty comments of people saying, oh, Barron's fair game. Oh, he's blah, 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 blah. I thought to myself, oh, Melania's going to pull this back because that's what I would do as a mama bear.
Mm-hmm.
And by Friday night.
Yep.
So that interview, so the interview aired when? 8:30 Friday morning.
That's correct.
By Friday night.
Yep.
Within less than 12 hours, right?
Yep.
I forget the timing exactly.
Yep.
Melania had already said, Donald, I... Seriously, and I would have done the same thing because it was...
On Mother's Day weekend, no less.
There were death threats.
Yes. I mean,
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Yes. And it why I believe that we were the catalyst for that to happen is because what he said on the show, that Barron's giving him political advice,
yep.
and all like the left-wing media and left-wing people were just
how ugly
outraged
that.
By
I
it.
Know.
But they were like threatened. So, I mean, it was
yeah. The Daily Mail's
horrifying.
Headline. They took Daily Mail took some of our quotes saying, quote, he does like politics. It's sort of funny, Trump told Kale and Company on Philly's 1210 WPHT of his son, Barron. And then, you're right, Melania's office puts out a statement. She tells the Daily Mail, he regretfully declines to participate due to prior commitments. Apparently, yeah. he lost his calendar. He forgot he had a lot of things booked up. He probably didn't, but you see the backlash. And Melania reveals son, Barron, 18, has pulled out of being a delegate, nominating his father for president because he has prior commitments.
Honest to goodness, if I can't even imagine being a parent and your teenager who just turned 18.
Oh, but he's okay. fair game. He's but 18.
These people making death threats, saying horrifying things about him, and only because a dad is, and it was a conversational interview. It was very conversational. And he was like, yeah, he's, you know, he's on the tall side and he gives advice and da da da. I mean, people just were so, they were like rabid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure as any parent, if you saw that written about your kid, you're thinking, oh, no, heck to the no, this is not happening.
Yes.
And that's, to me, that's what happened.
Yep.
She looked at that and just was like, nope.
Yep, pulled the plug right away. On Wednesday, this is from the Daily Mail, on Wednesday, Barron, 18, was elected as an at-large delegate to help formally nominate his father. It is now unclear if he will even attend the convention, which takes place in Milwaukee in July through July 15th to the 18th.
Because, you know, they don't report all, for obvious reasons, they don't report all the threats, but there were threats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm sure we can't even imagine, you know, when we talk about, you know, thinking about the threats just against Trump, but against the whole family. And I think, quite frankly, that's one of the many reasons Ivanka and her husband and their, you know, they got little kids. They said, it's so nasty out there. And that's why it's ironic that somebody like Governor Phil Murphy would look at a happy crowd of people drinking and having a great time celebrating in Wildwood and say, oh, look at these hateful people. We're not the side. We're not hateful. We just want to be. You know what I mean? We just want to be who we are and fight for freedom. We're not the side that is the hateful side. That's the other side. Read some of those comments about a teenage boy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Unlike his half-siblings, Barron Trump was rarely seen during his father's White House years, mainly at the request of his mother, Melania, who is known to be protective of her son. She rarely let Barron attend White House official events when she was first lady. Additionally, she would have Barron travel in a separate car instead of the Beast when he rode in the presidential motorcade. So there you go. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, wrap up the 6 o'clock hour, and then coming up after the news in the 7 o'clock hour, Doug Burgum, Nikki Haley, both front and center. Kale & Company, back after this.
You've heard me talk for years now about my friends at Piazza Auto Group, and whether it's a Piazza Honda like I have and like my son has, or whether it's, you know, maybe one of those luxury vehicles. Maybe you've graduated from the minivan, right, and you're thinking about maybe a luxury vehicle. And you're thinking about that spring road trip or summer road trip. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're going to help you find that luxury vehicle you've been eyeing. Piazza, with thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available right now from some of the most beautiful brands. These are sleek, luxury, powerful brands like Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, and so much more. Just visit PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Stop by one of their Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey dealers. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Getting ready to wrap up the first hour, 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour two in just a few minutes. Then we're going to get to some of the latest news, rumors, and speculation about the vice presidency. It looked like Nikki Haley had some momentum going into the weekend, and then the Trump camp squashes that. Who put that story out there? Who's telling the truth? Who's fibbing? Who's fishing for information for reaction? And also, Donald Trump might have let the cat out of the bag Saturday in Wildwood as to who his VP will be. We'll get to that, and you will hear the little tease, the little spoiler maybe from DJT when we continue with Hour 2. Also still ahead this morning, Planet Fitness in the news. They are in some ways being Bud Lighted. We'll get to that. And also the Pennsylvania State Trooper update that we have promised. A lot to get to, including the cut sheet. Hour 2 is next. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.